This is Strat News Global. I'm Amitabh Ravi. I'm glad to be joined from Taipei again on Strat News Global by Wang Ting Yu. He's a member of parliament in Taiwan and also the co-chair of the Foreign Affairs and National Defense Committee. Mr. Wang, I know you're extremely busy preparing the budget and having a lot of meetings. So thank you so much for your time.
Well, it's my honor to have the chance to talk with you. And thanks for your concern about my country, Taiwan.
Mr. Wang, just your reactions on what's happened recently in a way when the U.S. has declassified its Indo-Pacific strategy, which was formed in 2018. Now, there are no secrets because we've seen the effect of it, but it's clarified its position, the declassification, especially in terms of Taiwan, when it talks about how the U.S. has been having increased military cooperation and especially on asymmetric warfare as well. Your reactions to the declassification?
This document is very important and significant, especially toward the Indo-Pacific region. And its declassification earlier 30 years is supposed to be classified for 30 years to reveal this. Now, just during the transition in the United States presidential, reveal and declassify the list document make their strategy clear and well known to this region, neighboring countries. So to Taiwan, there are two major meanings. First, why United States government want to declassify this document at this moment? They can wait till 30 years later. So to reveal this document itself means something. They want to warn China PLA ahead. Let them know if they dare to do something stupid, the price will be too high. They cannot afford it. So that's the purpose to reveal this. And we have to notice this document is not single party decision. It's multiple or bipartisan decision. It's a United States national strategy. So it won't be ended up by Trump administration finished. No, this document, this strategy will be lasted for a period of time. That's why they used to be classified for 30 years. Yeah. So this strategy is a long-term and continuing strategy for United States and its allies. And second major meaning to Taiwan, if you read this article, you will notice why document talks something about Taiwan. First, denying China sustained air and sea dominance inside this first Chang Island. This, the first Chang Island, the middle strategic position is Taiwan. So this document will coordinate all United States and its allies to stop Chinese military increasing their dominance advantage in this area. Second, this document and this strategy will defend the first island chain nations, including Taiwan. This is the first time United States, they announce they will protect Taiwan so directly and clearly. And then the third point is they will do all what they can do to sustain the first island, Chang Island. So this strategy means including Taiwan become part of this alliance, no matter the name is partner or ally. Secondly, United States will coordinate including Japan, Australia, even Canada or India, all these countries to stop Chinese aggressive behavior in this area. That's what Chinese doing. In the last 10 years, they expanding their military. PLA is trying to expand their influence in this region. Yeah. And they even claim some land or sea. It's not their territory, but China try to use in their increasing military power, try to demand those territory, and it's not belong to China. So this alliance, try to form this alliance since 2018. So recently, we hear the news from Canada. The highest rank military general Canada, he asked all these democracy countries need to work together to protect the peace in this region. Let China know if they dare to do something, for example, to invade Taiwan or try to invade India, they will pay the price. They cannot afford it. This is from Canadian military. And
there have been many groupings like this, even the Quad.
Yeah, the Quad, QAD. And the Japan,
you know, Malabar exercises as well. On the bipartisan support for Taiwan in the U.S. that you were talking about, now, we've seen how Taiwan has reacted to, say, the State Department stopping any travel. So the U.N. Ambassador Kelly Craft, who was supposed to come there, has canceled her visit. Secretary Pompeo is also not going to EU. You don't see that as anything significant considering the transition, right?
I think the State Department stop all the traveling, all the personnel.
Yes.
It's not because of Taiwan. It's because of the United States.
It's not because of China.
Themselves. Yeah, it is not because of China. Because last week, there is going to have a presidential transition.
Yep.
In any country, that's a big event to themselves. Yep. And especially in United States, in D.C., something we don't want to see happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, State Department, they send an order to stop all the personnel travel overseas, including Pompeo to Belgium, including Kelly Craft to Taiwan. I think the reason is not Taiwan. To Taiwan, we are happy to have all the guests to Taiwan. We will treat them in adequate manners. And however, if they cannot come at this moment, it's fine.
They can come later.
Kelly Craft and all the guests from India, from United States, you are always welcome to Taiwan. At this moment, we can understand that there is something domestic concern.
Yes. In terms of the policy reversal that Secretary Pompeo announced now, of contacts between U.S. officials and Taiwanese officials. Again, when you talk about bipartisan support in the U.S., you expect that to continue and more clarification on that? Because, I mean, there were many instances, say, your uniform personnel could not wear their uniform when there were meetings. Your representatives could not go into the Department of State. You expect that to continue despite the transition?
Here comes is my personal individual opinion, my wild guess. I think even in Biden administration, this removes will be continued. But the approach to fulfill it maybe has something different with Trump because different character of the leadership. So it's kind of unfair arrangement for Taiwan in the world, not only in United States. So in the past 40 years, we cannot, our personnel in Washington, D.C. cannot enter any building of State Department. We only can have some discuss outside of the building, maybe in coffee shop. And Taiwan president cannot visit United States directly. We need
you could not have your National Day celebrations within your representative office in the U.S., for example, as well.
Yeah, we can even rise up our national flag, something like that. But in the past 3 years, a lot of this kind of restriction has been broken. So it's not as all in sudden. It's not like Pompeo, this week we are going to have our administration, so let's decide it. No, it's not like that.
Sure.
For the past 3 years, our military, our Marine, we have some joint exercise with United States military, and we have our national flags. They are dressing our uniform, and United States, they leaking out all this information, the photos themselves. Something has been changed for the past 3 years.
And over time.
And some law, like Taiwan Travel Act or some NDAA financial years, some has been met in the law. So Pompeo, this announcement is kind of conclusion for the past 3 years' efforts. So it's not one single decision during this chaos in the transition.
But the CCP's reaction to that and Xi Jinping's reaction, I mean, not personally, but was extremely warned of a counter-strike. How does Taiwan view that?
I think CCP's reaction in the world, India and Taiwan, we know them well. They always got irritated without any good reason. So for this to Taiwan, we appreciate and we are happy to have this announcement to remove all these restrictions. But we need to fulfill it cautiously. Mm. This is a two different aspect. We need to fulfill it cautiously because we need to respect something inside of the United States, their domestic politics atmosphere. Mm. Something we need to take care of, some atmosphere across the strait. And the CCP, they claim if Pompeo come to Taiwan, they will send their aircraft to our sky. They always say that.
But you've been seeing the aircraft, what, 380 times over the last year traveling into your airspace when Pompeo was not even there.
Yeah, right? And they can using weapon to threat neighboring country, but China, they cannot accept the neighboring country try to defend themselves. It's ridiculous. It's not a fair game. And China, they do all the things to bully Taiwan, but Taiwan just try to seek a peaceful way to survive. They won't allow that. So to Taiwan, we hope what we can do and what we can interact with our diplomatic official countries. Yeah. We can do things to consider all the complicated situation, but we must remember, don't do things according to Chinese PLA's moods. If their mood, their emotional behavior, you take that into your concern, you will be controlled, restrained by them. That won't be a smart strategy toward China.
When you're talking about restraint, Mr. Wang, now India-Taiwan ties seem to have also progressed, especially over the last year, because India has been aware of the PLA and the CCP's plans. But because of the events on the northern border with Tibet, have you seen an increase in interactions between India and Taiwan? Especially, we have a senior diplomat there, Gaurang Lang Das, who's our representative. Yeah.
I have several India friends in Tainan. They study in my city, in my school, and a lot of India people, they contribute their effort to Taiwan. We appreciate and we cherish the friendship. Actually, after COVID-19, it's a post-globalization situation. We need to reorganize some, we so-called world manufacturing center. We used to put all the manufacturing center in China. They're using that to control the world because you rely on their manufacturing power. And when their laborers got payment, they become the largest market. They're using that market to control the world. But post COVID-19 era, something has to be changed. And just imagine that Japan plus Taiwan plus India. How strong will we be? Because we have the super good manufacturing country, India. And India, you got high technology personnel in yourself. And Taiwan, we are good at management and manufacturing, high level design, technology, something about chip, something about IT, industry,
artificial intelligence. Yeah.
And Japan, they are good at innovation and they got new technology. So these three countries plus put together, and sometimes we can invite Vietnam to join this, Malaysia to join this. This is a democracy and a free country, reliable, and we won't put any spy device inside our products. And it's clean. It's a clean network. And we can create cheaper, more effective, and the better products to the world. That's a new era.
But have you seen increased India-Taiwan relations?
We are working on this. Now it's because of COVID-19. We stopped a lot of delegation to visit India. Actually, in Taiwan, according to what I have the information, a lot of Taiwan major manufacturing corporation, they try to seek opportunity to cooperate with India. And actually, they are sending their delegation to India, try to find the chance, the window of cooperation. And I have noticed a lot of India media and your cooperation enterprise owners come to Taiwan. So it's a trend. It's a trend to have India-Taiwan cooperate to create more profit, create more trust. So this trend is what China fear, because if, for example, if iPhone, Apple company, they move, they relocate their manufacturing center from China to India. You know, in Taiwan, our 20% export goods will move from China to India.
Yeah.
It's a huge 20%? Number. Yeah, 20%. Each year, 20% our the profit, the export amounts will move away from China to India. Only iPhone, this Apple company manufacturing. So it's happening now. It's happening now. So I hope through your influence that India people knows we in Taiwan, we cherish, we do cherish the friendship with your country. And Taiwan will be the best friend for India. We can cooperate, we can trust each other, and we can create a reliable and a clean network for strategy, for industry, for regional politics. It's a lot of option we can take. So I just hope this COVID-19 disaster caused by China passed as soon as possible. Then maybe we can meet face to face in your country.
Absolutely. But both in our country and, of course, us coming to Taiwan. Mr. Wang, thank you. Really appreciate your time. We do know how busy you have been.
Thanks for your time.
And you can, of course, support our kind of journalism by just going on to our website. Do follow our social media handles on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. This is Strat News Global, and I'm Amitabh Reddy.